Ah, there's a song we can all get stuck into, and Ben Rutten needs to learn. The truck is plenty of trucks go between Melbourne and Adelaide. This one is coming from Adelaide to Punt Road. A stellar career, just a wonderful career as the general of the Adelaide backline, of course, ended in fine style against the Saints in the last round this year, and he has been snapped up by Richmond as they look to improve in 2015. And as Ben joins us, Ben, I know how you started your career. I know how your career ended. I saw your first and last kicks. Are you off to Richmond as goal-kicking coach?
Yeah, g'day. How you going? Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing too much goal-kicking coaching at this stage, but no, I'm really excited about the opportunity and the next stage of my career in footy.
Ben, Nigel Carmody, congrats on not only the career but also the appointment at Tigerland. Tell us, what was the first point in time you thought, I want to be a coach?
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm not sure. It's probably a few years ago now when our backline sort of turned over a fair bit, and we've got a pretty inexperienced backline at the moment, and it was sort of part of my role as being a more experienced player to try and teach these guys and develop them a bit quicker. And I just really, really enjoyed doing that, and I suppose just got the passion for coaching through that, and looking forward to getting stuck into the role full time.
Richmond certainly have not been scared to sort of scour the country to add to their coaching ranks. Brendan Lade, of course, came across from Port Adelaide. They've picked yourselves up, and the one thing that we know with Damien Hardwick, it's been a fairly open and transparent operation down there. He was very forthcoming when Richmond were 3-10, and we certainly were able to get into the club and ask some questions, and as they built up to the finals, the door remained open. I think it's a pretty good environment. I don't know how you feel and what convinced you to sign up with Richmond, but it seems to me a pretty good environment for coach as well as player.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, that was, to be able to have an opportunity to go there and, really keen to learn from some Dimmer and Lady and some of the other assistant coaches you've mentioned. And that's definitely one of the reasons why, I suppose, when you're a prospective coach looking at what opportunity there is in terms of for me to be able to develop as a coach. And I certainly see a great opportunity there at Richmond, and that's definitely the feel I got from them, is that they're really proactive and keen to improve, and so for me to be a part of that and hopefully really develop myself is the opportunity that I'm looking for.
You've had Gary Ayres, Neil Craig and Brenton Sanderson as head coaches throughout your time at the Adelaide Crows, but also obviously a number of assistant coaches you've been exposed to as well. Tell us about the influences you've taken from those three men in particular into your own coaching style and some of the assistants that have had an influence on that as well.
Yeah, look, I've been fortunate to have three really good coaches, senior coaches throughout my career, and they're all quite different in their own right, but all of my experiences through them, I suppose you get thrown into the melting pot, which creates my philosophy on the way I see coaching, and also the assistant coaches I've had. They've all have different qualities, and some things you take, some things you think I might do them a bit differently, but all in all, I think I've had some great coaches and great mentors to be able to learn from, and I think that's what's given me the coaching bug and the coaching passion, I suppose, is to see how those guys go about it. So definitely had some great people to learn from, and really keen to learn from Damien Hardwick as well, which is which will be another view on coaching.
We're chatting with Ben Rutten, the Adelaide champ, of course, just retired, is now an assistant coach at the Tigers. And Ben, when making the decision, obviously, to come over here, seems like a pretty quick one. Had other clubs spoken to you? Had you considered the notion of maybe staying in South Australia, looking to continue your off-field career with Adelaide? Or was this something that really tickled your fancy? Because it is a decision, knowing that Richmond has only just been knocked out of the finals, that has come at a pace.
Yeah, look, I mean, I spoke, I mean, I announced my retirement, you know, probably a couple of months ago now. And I suppose part of the reason for that was so that I could let my intentions be known. And I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to talk to a few other clubs, and which was really valuable for me. And the opportunity to stay in Adelaide was, I suppose, a enticing one, and a more comfortable decision for me. But I think the right decision was to try and get outside of Adelaide and experience a different culture. And Melbourne is obviously really appealing in terms of all the clubs, and Richmond especially. It's such a big, powerful footy club, and so well resourced. So that was what I suppose really appealed to me, as well as I feel as if I've got something to add to the defensive group and at Richmond, and see some real quality players there. So the decision for me wasn't taken overly lightly, but just really, really excited about the opportunity that Richmond provides.
Now, you've sort of answered my next question in your response there. You said that you've got something to add to the defensive group. We certainly can't take it for granted that a defender works with the defensive group. John Barker, who's a regular on the program, played most of his football as a forward. He's part of the defensive team at Carlton. Has it already been decided that you'll be working with the defenders?
Yeah, look, I think I'm going to be working with the defenders. So that's something, I suppose, that that I've had most experience with, and I'm really passionate about defence within footy, and see it as such an important role. And I think I've got some skills with the key position players, as well as a bit of leadership with the players as well. So at this stage, I really see myself as getting involved, in a back six, and also really keen on looking at how the whole team defends as a group. So that's sort of my passion. But I know some clubs or some players will go into different areas, but at this stage in my development, I think it's appropriate that I get involved with the defenders.
Now, you say you're passionate about defending. Were you that passionate about defence after three kicks in your league career? I mean, it's sort of famous. Ben Rutten kicked three goals with his first three kicks.
Yeah, no, it's a good story, really. But I always grew up as a junior, playing a little bit in the forward line and as well as in defence. And I suppose the opportunity arose for the Crows back in 2003, up in the forward line, and I was playing well. I think I was playing in defence in the SANFL, but the opportunity arose in the forward line, which meant that that's where I played my first game. And lucky enough, I suppose, to be able to get on the end of a few early, but I suppose it was in defence is probably where I felt most comfortable, and when that opportunity opened up there, I suppose I grabbed it with both hands, and it's probably pretty well played 99% of the rest of my career in defence, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and did enjoy my time up in the forward line, but I think I was best suited in the back line.
You didn't get a chance to play against Richmond this year, but no doubt you've watched them intently in the last few weeks. Where do you see the areas of improvement being to try and take the club from being obviously the bottom end of the eight into the top part?
Yeah, look, that's something I'm really excited about getting involved. I mean, that's you can watch from afar a little bit from mostly from television, really. But I'm keen, just I suppose, to get in there, have a look at how things are run, and obviously they've got a some really cool group of players, and their age, I mean, other than Chris Newman, I think the next oldest might be 28 with Ivan maybe. So really good age profile of their group, and especially some of the defenders that I'm going to be working with is going to be great. And obviously their midfielders with Martin, Delidio and Koch, and the standout midfielders in the competition. So there's a really good foundation there, and that's where I'm keen to get in and involved, and hopefully move them up the ladder pretty quickly, because I think there's real scope, as you saw in the last half of the year, for them to do some damage in the competition next year.
Can you tell us about the influence that the next coach program's had on making you as ready as possible to go from being a player to being a coach? It doesn't have a lot of publicity, but it's pumped out over 50 people now who've made that move as you're about to, and championed by David Whedon, who was an assistant coach with several clubs in his own right, and from all reports, does an amazing job. How's it helped shape your pathway so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was essential for me, really. I mean, I'd done the level 2 coaching course, and you know, done my bits and pieces. We're helping out at the Crows, but yeah, you know, just to be able to, you know, Dave, you know, is really challenging, and you know, let inform your own philosophy and your own game plan and the way you see the game going, and yeah, he's a fantastic mentor for me, and you know, still keep in contact with Dave, and really value his opinion and his thoughts on the game. He's really well studied, not only in the AFL, but you know, sports across the world. So, and especially with coaching. So, yeah, that was for me just really clarified in my mind what I stood for, I suppose, as a coach, and what I want to achieve. And obviously, haven't got my feet under the table yet. So. Still really raw and heaps to learn, but yeah, I think doing that next coach program is the best preparation any player can do before they get a job.
Now, Ben, I don't know. I just sort of racking my brain. When you started your career, I don't remember you being called the truck. Now, I don't know whether you started as a hatchback, went on to become a minivan, and finally became a truck.
I got that at Westies when I was I started playing there. Carried over.
Was there one person responsible for the name? Because it's one of the most readily accessed nicknames in football, probably since Mark Robertson the Fridge. We haven't had a sort of an object to go on the footy field, but I love the Fridge and I love the truck. So who was responsible for it?
Yeah, I think it was I think it was Tim Symes and Ben Watkins. I think they were a couple of senior players at Westies, and they saw me playing in the reserves, and they gave me that nickname early on. So it's something that's just stuck with me, and everyone calls me that now, which is good. I quite like it.
Well, we certainly like the notion of the truck coming from Adelaide to Melbourne and parking at Punt Road. I know Richmond supporters are keen. And just in finishing the chat off the SMS, from a couple of our listeners whilst you've been on air, super player Ben Rutten, great career. Another one, as a Crow supporter, tell Ben thank you. And this one from a boy from Adelaide. Can you ask Mark if there's a bit of New Zealand in that accent? Or did I pick up a bit of fish and chips?
Yeah, there's a little bit of fish and chips in that. My mum's a Kiwi, but I was born and spent all my life here in Adelaide. But mum was a Kiwi, so I didn't realise I'd had any accent, but... Yeah, I really appreciate all the support I've had from all the Adelaide fans and the footy club themselves. They've been so good to me, and yeah, really really looking forward to the next phase of my career. But yeah, Adelaide's been just fantastic for me, so looking forward to parking over here at Punt Road.
The truck is in town, and we are so pleased that we're able to have a chat with him ahead of this new phase in his career, assistant coach at the Tigers. Thanks a lot, Ben.
No worries, thanks guys.